Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you on this wonderful Friday. As you guys would imagine, we have a lot to get into over the course of the next 2.5 hours. The Royals continue to win. They are 17-10 right now. They have locked themselves into a winning April. We will talk a little bit of Royals today, but for the most part, we are going to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs as they made a trade up to the 28th overall pick to select Xavier Worthy, wide receiver out of Texas. This is where I would like to start. I try to be honest and transparent. Yesterday, I told you guys, we went through the mock drafts, and there were three wide receivers that had sort of emerged as the favorites for the Kansas City Chiefs. If you remember, Xavier Worthy was the most mocked player to the Kansas City Chiefs. Congratulations, draft mockers. You were right. A.D. Mitchell, who is still on the board. Ladd McConkey, who is still on the board. And I told you guys yesterday that all things even, I would have taken A.D. Mitchell, wide receiver out of Texas. So I don't want to come on here now and just over the top sing the praises of the move because it's not the player that I would have drafted. But I do give the Kansas City Chiefs a lot of credit for this. And this I have to commend them for. The Chiefs have a type. And it is very clear to me that out of those three wide receivers, they drafted the one that fits the kind of receiver that they like. Look at the wide receivers that they have selected so far. Look at the pattern with Andy Reid. He likes these burner, speedster, kind of wide receivers. You look at Jeremy Maclin at Mizzou. You look at DeSean Jackson from Cal. You look at Mecole Hardman, Tyreek Hill. Look at the kind of receivers and style of receivers that they gravitate towards and that Andy Reid prefers. They got the best version of that guy in this year's NFL draft. We are talking about an absolute track star speedster with game-changing ability that if it works, and if it works in this offense, it would fix a lot of the problems that they had last season. Let's be real about the Chiefs' offense. They obviously were good enough to win a Super Bowl. They honed in on some of the mistakes that they made last year, and they helped propel this team to becoming officially a dynasty. But what the Chiefs lacked last year was consistency from his wide receiver room, and they lacked explosiveness in that wide receiver room. They potentially got the consistency, and let's see, but they absolutely got the explosiveness. Since losing Tyreek Hill, they have had a big play problem in the passing game and the way that teams defend them. you are going to have to defend this team differently if Xavier Worthy works out with that kind of speed and you got a quarterback that can get him the ball down the field in space. So it is not what I would have done. I would have drafted A.D. Mitchell, but I told you guys yesterday, these were the three wide receivers. They made their pick. And one of the beautiful things about the NFL draft is we will now have the ability to see if they were right. I think A.D. Mitchell is coming off the board fairly early today. I think Ladd McConkey is coming off the board fairly early today. The Chiefs made a choice. You could have got the kid from Florida that went to San Francisco. You wanted Xavier Worthy. You could have got A.D. Mitchell. You didn't want him. You could have got Ladd McConkey. You didn't want him. The Chiefs have picked their guy. They identified exactly who they wanted in this offense. They moved up to get that player, and we'll talk about the trade momentarily, and they took their swing. They had two areas of need. They filled one of them yesterday. Now we'll see what they do with their second-round pick, and picks are kind of depleted now. They have 64, and then they don't pick again to 131. Let's see if they get an offensive lineman, and from there, the Chiefs can literally do almost anything they want to do in this year's NFL draft. So, Rob, as we kick this thing off, I know that you liked Worthy. He was one of your favorite picks. I liked Mitchell. But I have been banging the drum for the last couple of years. Hey, spend a real resource on a wide receiver. Spend a real resource on a wide receiver. And they got a great prospect. Xavier Worthy last year had 75 catches for a little over 1,000 yards and 5 touchdowns last season and was a big play guy in college, can help you with special teams if necessary, and obviously has the over-the-top explosive speed that this offense has severely lacked the last couple of years.
As you mentioned, I wanted them to take wide receiver. I was the one banging the drum this offseason. In the past, I haven't been this guy. Hey, they need to get wide receiver one in the draft. Now, we have another 2+ hours of show before we hand off to Bink and Kristen Osero for the Character Concerns draft special, and we can talk about if they got a true number one wideout. I think the Chiefs kind of appeased both me and you. They got the playmaker you've been screaming about for 2+ years. Since Tyreek Hill left Kansas City, you have been pounding the table. Playmaker, playmaker, playmaker. And they have continued to give you just guys. MVS, Juju Smith-Schuster's a good player, but he's not dynamic playmaker. Rashee Rice, another good player, but not dynamic playmaker. They have just added guys. They did exactly what you asked for. They added dynamic playmaker. They did what I wanted them to do. Go up and get a wide receiver in round one. I probably would have preferred A.D. Mitchell, but the fact that no one jumped at A.D. Mitchell thinks maybe me and you misevaluated him, and Xavier Worthy is more that guy. They clearly are trying to get ahead of the Niners because Xavier Worthy was probably their guy. Now, as far as the player goes, I think Xavier Worthy is coming into a very similar situation to Felix Anudike Uzama last year. Carrington, I know that I was hard on the Chiefs wide receiver room, but the suspension that is coming for Rashee Rice aside, they have Travis Kelce. They have Rashee Rice. They have Hollywood Brown. There is not a thought that Xavier Worthy has to come in and be a 1,000-yard guy in year one. He doesn't have the same expectations that, say, Rashee Rice did in year one, where, hey, we need someone to go be a dog. That's not what they're going to ask of Xavier Worthy. And I think Xavier Worthy can grow into that number one wideout role that I wanted, but I don't know he's asked to be wide receiver one come September whatever.
No, I don't think they're asking Xavier Worthy to be wide receiver one. I don't think they need Xavier Worthy to be wide receiver number one. It was obvious that the Chiefs had a problem last year in the wide receiver room. And if you were Patrick Mahomes, you have to be happy. I think we have sort of known behind the scenes, and I don't know how behind the scenes it is, I think this was a Mahomes preference. You remember very early on in this process, Patrick Mahomes followed Xavier Worthy on Instagram and had been interacting with his social media content. I think behind the scenes, Patrick Mahomes has been telling you which one of these wide receivers that he likes, and they went out there and got him. And if you're the quarterback of this team And over the course of the last 60 days or so, they went out and got Hollywood Brown, a proven NFL wide receiver who was looking to have a big year and do what Juju Smith-Schuster did here in Kansas City. And if you spent a first round pick on a wide receiver, this is the anti Aaron Rodgers. You remember there was a fear, hey, I don't want the Chiefs to turn into what Green Bay did with not trying to keep their quarterback happy. You cannot complain if you were Patrick Mahomes. They got you exactly what you wanted. You wanted another race car. You wanted another speedster. That is exactly what they got you in round one of the NFL draft. Let's go through the trade. And I'm curious because I purposely didn't ask you this question because I wanted your natural reaction on the air. So here is the trade. Kansas City moved from 32 to 28. So they swapped those picks. Kansas City had to give up their third round pick, but picked up a fourth round pick. So to explain it in layman's terms, the Chiefs were at 95. They now move back to 133. The Chiefs also had 221. They now are moving back a little bit in the seventh round to 248. I am always going to be on this side, especially we are not talking about future assets. We're not talking about you trading your future one or nothing ridiculous. If this is what it costs for you to go get your guy, no one will care about the compensation. I know that Rob is big on you got to stack picks and stack picks and stack picks. You know what I'm about? Stacking good players. If Xavier Worthy turns out to be a really productive wide receiver, none of us are going to care that they move back 40 spots to do it and they move back 20 spots in the seventh round to do it. Sure, you would love to have a third round pick. But the purpose of draft picks is to position yourself to take guys that can help you. We all know you're going to miss on picks, but it's about when you take a swing, it is about connecting and not just connecting for a single. It's about hitting doubles, triples, and potentially hitting a home run. If you draft a guy in Xavier Worthy, who in 3 years of college almost had 3,000 yards, shown you that he was a big play guy, stayed relatively healthy while he was in college, that is a player that you can absolutely live with. So I don't have any problem with the compensation. I am a big believer of see it, want it, buy it. If there is something you want in the draft, go get it. And the Chiefs don't need to stockpile picks with rookies. We're talking about a team who is trying to win a championship right now. There's not going to be a lot of rookie contribution on this year's team. So you take a really smart swing. You get exactly what you want when it comes to the wide receivers. I do want to play what Brett Veach had to say. It sounds like they actually wanted Brian Thomas, and he went off the board a little bit early, so they got their next best option with Xavier Worthy. But I don't have any problem with the trade. In fact, I think it is a very smart trade to use your assets and use your picks to narrow in with exactly what you want. You get the best player available. You fill a position of need.
So, as you know, I'm not a fan of the trade because I don't like trading assets because I hate trading draft pick assets. It's my least favorite thing to do on earth. You said in there that you believe it is as simple as this. Let's evaluate if Worthy is good, and if he is, then that it was a right decision to trade up. I think it's larger than that. I think you're right. I think a part of what you're saying is correct. If Worthy is good, no one will go back and evaluate, boy, the Chiefs gave up too much to get Xavier Worthy. That is the heavy lifting when we go back and look at the trade. But Carrington, there's a residual effect to this. They don't have a third round pick anymore. They don't have one. It's gone. They only have one pick tonight as of today. Maybe they maneuver around and they trade tomorrow picks. They trade Saturday picks to get back tomorrow. We don't know. But as we currently sit, they only have one pick tonight, which means they kind of are pigeonholed into taking left tackle tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We now have to evaluate how good that left tackle is and if Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson are taking steps for and Shamari Connor are taking steps forward at corner. Because they came into this draft with three major needs: wide receiver, left tackle, corner, in some form, fashion, or order. They are only going to be able to use two premium picks on those three positions of need. They are banking on either A, they know the left tackle they're getting in the second round is a guy and they're not worried. They think Donovan Smith's coming back and they're not really concerned about the long term. They think with time and effort, Wanye can turn into that guy. They think Joshua Williams and or Jalen Watson is taking a major step forward. It could be all those things. But I think when we reevaluate this trade in 3, 4, or 5 years, it's going to be more than just is Worthy good. It's going to be is Worthy good plus did they get it right at left tackle and were their corners on the roster good enough?
Text line 913-586-7610. CDOT, can he get to 180 pounds and still be fast? I'm worried that he's going to be Mecole Hardman 2.0. This is the thing that I think we have to be fair about. And again, I say this as somebody who wanted them to take A.D. Mitchell. For a lot of what you're talking about, hey, they've tried this receiver before, it didn't work. I think it's important to note that Xavier Worthy was a much more accomplished college wide receiver than what Mecole Hardman was, and I think that matters. Mecole Hardman was somebody who was a running back who started playing wide receiver that they tried to turn into an NFL wide receiver, and the experiment failed in a lot of ways. Xavier Worthy is the most accomplished college wide receiver that they have taken since Wainbow. He was a really good college player. So I don't know if it's fair to put him in the Mecole Hardman situation. I don't think you can only look at the worst case scenario. Sure, it is possible that Xavier Worthy turns out to be Mecole Hardman. It's also possible that he turns out to be Tyler Lockett. Right? I mean, we're talking about very comparable measurables. And if you're looking at DeSean Jackson as the possible, like I pulled up their relative athletic score. That is something that draft people absolutely love. It is not close between DeSean Jackson and Xavier Worthy. Think about the speed that we know DeSean Jackson to have and the game-changing kind of player that he was. It is not close between them two. I'm sitting here looking at it. DeSean Jackson ran a 4.35 in the 40. This kid, Xavier Worthy, ran a 4.21 in the 40. Their splits on the 20, not close. Their splits on the 10, not close. Vertical leap, not close. Xavier Worthy is at 41. DeSean Jackson is at 34.5. Broad jump, not close. Shuttle, cone. They got a more athletic version of DeSean Jackson. Maybe he doesn't turn out to be DeSean Jackson. But Rob, I think you would agree with this. If there is any team that can get that player out of Xavier Worthy, can get DeSean Jackson out of him, it's Andy Reid. If you don't work in this offense with your speed and that coach and that quarterback who wants to push the ball down the field, who is desperate to trust somebody in big plays down the field, if you don't work in this offense and you just don't work in the league, it's really that simple. So I completely understand why they did the pick. They have a type. They have a receiver that they like. If you look at Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh clearly has a style of wide receiver that they like. The Chiefs have their version. They like the 6'1", 6'2", 185, 190-pound, lightning-quick wide receiver. That is their type. They got the best version of that player in the draft. I understand why they made the selection.
I'm with you. I may not love the trade, and I may have my concerns, qualms with Xavier Worthy. I don't think he's a perfect player. I don't think you ever get a perfect player at 29 or 28, wherever they ended up being at. But I think calling him Mecole Hardman is very unfair. We've pointed it out about a half dozen times, probably more on this show, that Mecole Hardman wasn't really all that successful at Georgia. He was like the souped up, hey, here's a high RAS score kind of guy. Lot of raw athleticism. They thought they could mold that athleticism into something. He was a running back, then a receiver, but he had speed to burn. But, you know, the thought was maybe you can just manipulate. That is not what Xavier Worthy is. He showed up at Texas as a receiver. He played all his years at Texas wide receiver. He was a productive wide receiver while at Texas. I think the Mecole Hardman comparisons, while I understand it because it's speed and speed, are a little unfair because Mecole Hardman as a college prospect was just RAS score guy, not actual productivity guy.
I want to read a couple of these texts coming up on the other side because even as someone that wanted A.D. Mitchell, I think people are being a little unfair to Xavier Worthy. Two texts that we have right now. CDOT, you don't use a first-round draft pick for a special teams player like Worthy. Someone else. I just need someone smarter to me to assure me that he won't be a gadget player. That's my only concern with him. Let's talk about that on the other side because I don't think people are giving enough credit for a player who at Texas last year in the Big 12 had 75 catches for over 1,000 yards last season. We are not talking about a project. We're not talking about Sky Moore, who had 800 yards for Central Michigan. We are talking about a team that made the college football playoff last year. He was one of their most important offensive players. Calling him a gadget player is wildly unfair to me. We'll talk about it more coming up on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.